totally disappointed. He was a bit excited thinking that I could be of some use serving Sri Ram. But then he was informed, no, don't lament. Have a little more patience. When Lord appears next time in Vrindavan, instead of putting you under his feet, he would hold you in his hand. Shri Govardhan ki. Shri Govardhan was delighted to know this. He maintained his patience and was waiting around for that association, benediction from the Lord. Krishna's time, that Govardhan Hill was very tall, 16 miles tall. You could imagine from here, 16 miles, from destination is 16 miles, but not horizontal, but up there in the sky, vertically, 16 miles, two yojana. Scripture is two yojan, one yojan is 8 miles, so 16 miles tall, and 14 miles in circumference. That hill was lifted by Sri Krishna. We can only touch upon the pastime. Krishna noticed his father Nanda was busy getting ready for some sacrifice, puja, worship. Found out it was for Indra. Why Indra? He was in Bhagavad Gita when he was growing to be older. Now he was only 7 years old. But when he was 400 years old in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, before the battle began, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. There, he says, he would like, Krishna has to be worshipped, he is supreme. Kama isthaiste rita jnana prapadyante anya divata. Is against worship of Anya Devata, other demigods. Jnanavan mam prapadyate, those who are in full knowledge, they surrender to me, they worship me. But those who are attached to some results, they have lusty desires to fulfill, they approach demigods, worship demigods. This is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. But as a little boy of 7 years, he was talking the same thing. No, let's worship Govardhan Hill. He convinced his father, and you don't have to do any additional shopping or anything, all the paraphernalia, all the samagri that you have, this could be used for worship of cows, brahmanas, and Govardhan. He is mentioning Krishna proposed three personalities. And he gave all the details how they are to be worshipped. So then Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Vrindavan, they have been doing this puja every year. It was kind of tradition. But this year, they stopped Indra Puja and instead they were worshipping Govardhan Hill. They made all the preparations, cooked so many items, more than 56 bhogs, 56 offerings, more, lots of offerings. Big pile of halwa and puri and rasagulla, this item, that item. The kheer was, the lakes were filled with sweet rice and drinks, and lakes were filled. And they were worshipping Govardhan. Kailasmi! Krishna, I am Govardhan Hill. Not only he said that, he was on the top of the hill. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they are seeing that Govardhan has taken the shape of the Lord. They're non-different. And he has just now declared, Shailosmi, I am Govardhan Hill. And they are worshipping. And Krishna is also part of the worshipping party. He is there, Shailosmi, I am Govardhan Hill. And he's also there with all other residents worshipping. And Lord is fed. And fed. The Lord is just eating, gobbling up. Preparation after preparation after preparation after preparation. And finally he was given, and he was saying finally, Anyor, bring more. They're cooking more and milking cows and milk sweets and samosas and this and that. Oh, being cooked and being fed to the Lord. And he says, bring more. Anyor. When you do Govardhan Parikrama, you should look for a village called Anyor. There's a village called Anyor. Bring more. So one village is named after this demand of the Lord. Bring more. And then Lord was, after he had finished his eating, he's cleaning his teeth. The bamboos, the big tall bamboos, he's picked up and he's cleaning his teeth. So this was part of the worship. Many others, the singing and dancing and everything is going on also. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Brahmanas, cows are also being worshipped. Giri Govardhan is being worshipped in various ways. A big celebration, big festivity. And towards the end, the circumambulate Govardhan Hill. Krishna is also on that parikrama Balaram. with little children. There's a description there sitting in the cart. Elderly ladies and elderly folks and children are riding in the cart going on a procession. Cows are in the front and they're doing parikrama of Govardhan. Giri Govardhan ki! Giri Govardhan ki! Giri Raj Maharaj ki! They're all chanting, shouting, dancing. Doing parikrama. Some are walking, but some are doing dandavat parikrama. You know that? There's another way of doing parikrama. You offer your obeisances, and then where your hand has reached, you put one rock there, and you get up. Walk up to that mark where you have left the rock. Another obeisances. And you leave the rock. Then you get up, walk, and then another obeisances. There's another way of doing parikrama, circumambulation of Govardhan by dandvat parikrama. Dandvat parikrama. How many ways they want to spend time doing Govardhan parikrama? And as you go on parikrama, even now, yes, every day there's a parikrama. So many devotees of Krishna, Giriraj, every day they go on parikrama. And there are devotees, they go twice a day. They have to circumambulate the Govardhan here. Go all around. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was there 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did Govardhan Parikrama. It's a very famous Parikrama. This is the way you worship Vrindavan Dham, worship Govardhan. And of course, as you go around, you are not only walking like the army walks, left, right, left, left, right, left, left, left. Piche mud! No, not just walking. You are singing, you are dancing, you are high thinking, remembering pastimes of the Lord. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan.
Da 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 da.
remembrance of Krishna. One goes to Vrindavan. Vrindavan immediately reminds them of Krishna. Oh, look! Govardhan! This past. Look at Jamuna! Look at these Rasa dance places of Krishna. And that is Brahman Ghat. Krishna once opened his mouth because Yashoda was complaining. I have heard you have eaten dirt. No dirt. No, I want open your mouth. And okay. Ah. Krishna opened his mouth and Yashoda looked inside. What was there? Whole universe was there within Krishna. It is all made up of dirt. You're talking of, oh, I have taken little, not just little dirt, it was all the dirt. It is there. And then Yashoda, as he was looking very closely at the scene, she was a bit scared also to see, what is this? What am I seeing? And then she saw, oh look, that's the earth. And there is India. Oh, I am seeing New Delhi. Oh, that's the highway going to Agra. And in between there is Vrindavan. The Jamuna there. And look, I am there on the banks of Jamuna. Looking into the mouth of my son. Seeing all that within the mouth of Krishna. So as you go around, that's why we go around Vrindavan. It takes 30 days. Well, still you do not go to all the places of Krishna's pastimes. We go on Braja Mandal Parikrama, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It takes devotees from around the globe on 30 days of tour of Vrindavan. That is ultimate pilgrimage. We have done this 21 times. And in this October, coming October, this will be 22nd time that devotees will be going around on this tour. And at every step, oh, this happened here, oh, that happened there, oh, look, look. You sit down and you hear the pastimes of Krishna in that place. And here he took his lunch. See that rock? Yes, I see. Rock has melted. As Krishna placed his eating plate on the rock, the plate, the rock got melted, leaving the impression of the plate. A thali, a bhojan thali, bhojan thali. And Balaram sat here, and all the devotees from Parikrama, they sit there and take their breakfast. They hear about Krishna's pastime there. Krishna had his lunch here and the devotees on Parikrama. They sit down there and hear about that pastime and take lunch in the same place that Krishna had taken his lunch. That's like participating in Krishna's pastime. entering into Krishna's pastime. More purified as we become, we are allowed entrance into those pastimes. So as they go around this Govardhan Parikrama, some people make little dwelling, little home. Rocks are there, so they take one rock, another flat rock, put on the top, like a roof. Worst idea, and you'll see hundreds of such little houses. Those who go on parikrama, they're also praying to the Lord. My dear Lord, when I give up my body, let my soul come all the way here and let me reside here at the foothills of Govardhan. The Nikunjas, forest gardens of Vrindavan. Morai Abhilas Vilas Kunje Diovas. Devotees pray also to Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Devi. Morai Abhilas. My desire, O Tulsi Devi, is Vilas Kunje Divavas. This Vilas Kunja, these forest gardens of Krishna, this Vrindavan. I would like to reside here eternally. Give me residence. Give me a squat. Please arrange for me to stay here in Vrindavan. Vilas Kunje Divavas. But then I heard there's some, well, I don't think they could be devotees, they're praying like that. But some others pray, Morai Abhilas, America Deshe Divavas. You understand that? My desire, I would like to stay in that America country, Desh, America Deshe. Please arrange so that I take birth in Johannesburg or Durban. Durban, Ban is forest. Dur is forest, that is that longer distance away from here, Durban. This is Vrindavan, this is Madhuban, this is Talban, this is Kamvan, this is Srivan, this is Bahulaban, this is Mahavan, but that is Durban. Morai Abhila, Durban Deshe Diova. What a foolishness. Anyway, I don't want to offend Durban, Durban. So they do parikrama. So the residents of Vrindavan, they did parikrama that day. They returned home. I still, remembering the day's events. In the middle of all that event is Giriraj, Sri Krishna. I'm remembering him. And the next day, they all, there's a tradition, they went to Mathura. At Vishram Ghat, they were taking bath. to the tradition of brother and sister together, they take bath in Jamuna at Vishram Ghat. At this Vishram Ghat, also two personalities reside. One is Yamaraj and other one is Jamuna in the form of deity. They're both brother and sister. Yamaraj, they're both son and daughter of Surya, sun. Yamaraj is son of sun. And Yamuna is also known as Surya Kanya, the daughter of sun. So there's a temple of Yamaraj. He's a devotee. He's a Mahabhagavat. And Yamuna Murti. So there's a tradition that they take brothers, sisters together. They take a holy dip in Jamuna at Vishram Ghat, and then they take darshan also of Yamaraj and Jamuna in the deity form. So that's what residents of Vrindavan were doing. So in meantime, of course, Indra, he did not get his offering this year. Every year, year after year after year, this was old long tradition, Indra Puja, but this year it did not happen. And he realized who is the culprit. Oh, that Pandita Maninaha. That foolish, ignorant boy, the talkative boy. He is the one. He stopped this. And everyone else, they were brainwashed. And they just obeyed him blindly and stopped by puja. I'm going to take revenge. So he became very angry. And he's in charge of the reins. He sent and dispatched a special kind of clouds for Samvartak. Their services are utilized at the time of Pralaya devastation, but they were sent this time. So there's water everywhere and wind blowing, and you know, all the residents of Vrindavan in big trouble. Lightning and thunder and whatnot. Just here. And everybody's wondering now what's going to happen.